present I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue, the antidote to panel games. At the piano is Colin Sell, and your chairman is Jack D.
Hello, and welcome to I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue. You join us this week on a second visit to the Bedfordshire town of Dunstable. Sir Asher Hucklesby was five times mayor between 1892 and 1906 and built an enormous hat factory here. Later, they made smaller sizes. The eminent research biologists, husband and wife team, James and Georgina Benedict, worked here. Georgina devoted years to developing strains of benign bacteria, organisms to be used to treat disease. On publication, her results caused a sensation, but later she was exposed as a fraud. Her husband was naturally devastated to discover his wife had been faking her organisms. Dunstable is home to the last factory in Britain still producing traditional ventriloquist dummies. They're generally regarded as the best in the world, but they've never been advertised. The makers say their puppets speak for themselves. The town of Wootton Green is famous as the home of the last animal circus in Britain. However, the owner and ringmaster, Billy Carson, was recently hospitalised after an elephant sat on him. He was described as comfortable. I just got that. The Spiritualist Association of Great Britain was founded in Dunstable. The organisation is dedicated to holding public meetings for those who want to communicate with friends or relatives who've passed away. Alternatively, anyone who prefers to hear the voices of dead people in their own home can tune into Radio 4 Extra. The presenter of TV's Grand Designs, Kevin MacLeod, attended Dunstable Grammar. His programme typically looks at a couple who are struggling with a strict budget of no more than £800,000 or £900,000 as they fastidiously restore a 15th century half-timbered manor house interior to exactly resemble the check-in hall at Stansted Airport. The Royal Society for the Prevention of Accidents is based here. RoSPA was founded by two local men who got together to improve safety in the home and workplace and discovered they got on like a house on fire. RoSPA produced that classic poster showing how if you open your car door quickly, you can put a cyclist over the handlebars. Another good way is to shove a broom handle through his front wheel. RoSPA has worked for years in the cause of public safety, but there are certain unfortunate events even they've been unable to prevent. Let's meet the teams. On my left, Barry Cryer and Graham Garden. And on my right, Tim Brooke-Taylor and Tony Hawkes. And taking her usual position, ready to score on her desk, please welcome the delightful Samantha. Well, we start this week with another edition of the Uxbridge English Dictionary. Yay! The English language has many words which appear to refer to the same thing, but in fact have subtle differences in meaning. For example, many people don't know the difference between atmosphere and ambience. Well, an atmosphere refers to a mood or tone of prevailing emotional attitude, especially one associated with a specific place or time, whereas an ambience is what takes Barry Cryer back to his home after the show. But words are constantly changing their meaning, so I'll ask the teams to suggest any new definitions they may have spotted recently. Tim, can you start?
Tinker, thoughtful Irishman.
Barry.
Coffee, someone on whom one coughs.
Graham.
Himalayas, hermaphrodite chickens.
Tony?
Nutmeg, to assault the star of When Harry Met Sally.
Shire, a downpour in Gerrard's Cross.
Canary, extremely hirsute.
Niceties, pleasant sofas.
Hispanic, fear of snakes.
Mumble, mother you want to take to a second-hand shop.
Deduce, what you get when you squeeze de lemon.
Collier, like a collie, but more so.
Roulette, tiny law.
Boeing, a manufacturer of rubber aircraft.
Eczema, mother you have taken to a second-hand shop.
Polygamy, the ancient art of wife folding.
Well, the teams are going to sing along with a selection of discs now in the round called Pick Up Song. Yay! Samantha is back at the record deck with this week's discs. You should sing along, teams, until Samantha turns the volume down. If, when the music returns, you're within a midge's minim of the original, I'll be awarding points. And there's nothing lazier than catchphrase comedy. What's there nothing lazier than? Yeah. This week's prize would delight any mobster who gets a little peckish cruising the hood. It's this gangster's Cornish pasty. Graham, you're to start, and I'd like you to accompany the Kinks singing Lola.
I met her in a club down in Old Soho, where you drink champagne and it tastes just like cherry cola. C-O-L-A cola. She walked up to me and she asked me to dance. I asked her her name and dark brown voice. She said, Lola, L-O-L-A, Lola, la-la-la-la, Lola. One, two, three, four. One, two. Well, I'm not the world's most physical guy, but when she squeezed me tight, she nearly broke my smile.
Thank you, Graham. And can I ask, if you're going to walk out, can you at least break your step? So, your next, Barry, I'd like you to accompany Manfred Mann singing The Mighty Quinn.
Come on without, come on with him. You'll not see nothing like the Mighty Quinn. Come on without, come on within. You'll not see nothing like the Mighty Quinn. Dee 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 dee. Everybody's building ships and boats. Some are building monuments, others dummy pound notes. Everybody's in despair, every girl and boy. But when Quinn the Eskimo gets here, everybody's gonna jump for joy.
Barry, Tim, you're next. Can you accompany Justin Bieber singing Baby?
Oh, 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 oh. You know you love me.
pa. Are we an item? Girl, quit playing. We're just friends. What are you saying? Say there's another and look right in my eyes. My first love broke my heart for the first time and I was like, baby, baby, baby. Oh, I was like a baby, baby, baby. Oh, I was a baby.
Tim, I hope you realise if you pretend to be that age on the internet, you get arrested. So, Tony, finally you. Can you accompany Korean rapper Psy with his hit song Gangnam Style?
Oppa Gangnam Style! Gangnam Style!
Tony Hawk singing those words that we all know and love so well. The teams are going to do some acting now in the round called Sound Charades. This is the team's version of the old TV mime show, Give Us a Clue. It's difficult to see how you could improve on the original, but if anyone can, this four can't. Tim and Tony, you're to start. And your title will shortly be displayed to the audience via the laser display screen. For listeners at home, here's the mystery voice.
The Million Pound Drop. The Million Pound Drop.
Okay, so you're guessing this one, Barry and Graham. An audience, do feel free to clap if they're getting warm with their guesses. Off you go, please, Tony and Tim.
It's a TV programme and it's got four words if you need that.
TV, four words. What's it called?
And it goes like this.
Mm-hmm. Well, welcome back to Weight Watchers. It's been a while, Mr. Pickles.
Oh, please call me Eric.
Eric, don't stay out there. Come on in. Oh, you can't. I'll come out to you, which is handy because this is where the Speak Your Weight machine is. If you'd like to just pop yourself on.
No coach parties. One at a time.
Right, it should give us the readout now and tell us what your target is.
You need to lose 71,428 stone.
The end.
Is the word weight in the title?
No.
Yes.
Did you just remember where you were?
Yes.
What was the weight again that you had to lose?
It was 71,428 stone.
Is that a ton?
No, but you're on the right line.
Yes.
Keep calculating.
A stone.
It's the amount he's got to lose or drop, if you like.
Drop.
Drop.
Thank you for the word drop.
It's going the other way from ton, then, isn't it? Pound.
Ah.
The million pound drop.
Right, your turn, Barry and Graham. Your title's now being exhibited on the laser display board. And once again, the mystery voice for listeners at home.
Flog it. Flog it.
That's a TV show.
Two words.
Two words. Goes like this. Good Lord, I say, what are you going to do with that dead horse?
Well,
Yeah, yeah. Funny when you know, isn't it?
My next line was going to be, I would have thought it was obvious. Obviously not.
Cheerio.
That's all you're giving us, is it?
That's all we're giving you.
Yeah. Dead horse.
A dead horse, right.
X something.
Remember the question, what are you going to do with that dead horse?
Oh, what are you going to...
We're going to bury it.
I don't believe this. We thought this would be over in about 10 seconds.
Yeah, but then
you never heard that before.
What would you do with a dead horse?
Take it, to the tip. Is there a show called Take It to the Tip?
Oh, shooting. Shooting stars. Oh. Well, you'd shoot it.
What is there no point in doing to a dead horse?
Flogging it.
But what is the title?
Flog it.
Flog it. Really.
Well, well done, Tim and Tony.
You can help us on the next one.
Let's try another round. Here's a further title going up on the lazy display board for you, Tim and Tony.
You can consolidate your lead.
You're on a roll.
And once again, the mystery voice for listeners at home.
Pick of the week. Pick of the week.
It's a radio programme and it's got four words and it goes like this.
I'll take the puny one.
Well, I'll take the anemic one then.
Mm-hmm. Good choice. I'll have the feeble one.
Well, I'll take the pale one.
I'll take the spineless, flimsy one.
I'll have the sick-looking one.
I'll take the pitiful, gutless one.
Oh, great. That's the best of them. You left me nothing. I'll just have to take Michael Gove then. Got nothing to do with horses.
Anything to do with the week?
Yes.
Yes.
Four words.
What do you do with your nose?
Pick. Pick of the week. Pick of the week.
Okay, well, the final title has been displayed for you, Barry and Graham, and the mystery voice for listeners at home.
All About Eve. All About Eve.
It's a film. Three words.
Three words. Go. And it goes rather like this.
Himish!
Ah! Dougal, you'll have had your tea.
Well, no, but... Oh, I see you're up a ladder.
Oh, it's a lovely view from up here.
I wish I could say the same. But... whatever are you doing up there?
Well, since you ask...
Yes?
I'm doing a little work on the underside of this projecting roof.
But, Hamish, man, you know nothing about the care and maintenance of the underside of a projecting roof.
That's just where you're wrong, old friend. Look!
I'm trying not to.
No. No. Look at this wee book.
Oh,
Everything you need to know about the underside of projecting roofs. Oh,
so it is. But, Chings, have you noticed?
What?
They've left the letter S off the end of the title.
Oh, they have.
It be
looks
all
like
about...
the title of a film, doesn't it?
Could it be All About Eve?
Well, it's now time to play the game called Mornington Crescent. The first I noticed from the pile of correspondence spilling out of the fan mail shredder that we've received a letter. It comes from a Mrs. Trellis of North Wales. She writes, Dear Sir or Madam, have you had that operation yet? Yours sincerely, Mrs. Trellis. So on with the game, which this week will be played to standard Olympic rules. Oh. So all locations with connections to Greece or Athens, score double. Just one other thing. Greek Street is out of bounds. Oh, and so is Olympia. So, Tim, you can start.
Thanks very much. Seven sisters. They're Greek.
Oh.
Where's that kebab shop?
What? Tottenham Court Road.
Yeah.
Olive Road. I think there's an...
That's what.
You get extra points.
Olive Road, yes. He's got a double point on that.
I think we'd better ask Jack.
Yeah, but it doesn't, though, because olives aren't specific to Greece. They could be Spain, France, Italy, Asda, anywhere.
Tough.
Look, do you want it played properly or not? No point booing when you don't know the rules. So, Graham.
Hellespont and Castle.
Ooh. You've been taking lessons. Bronze Street. Bronze Street, South East 8. It's Olympic.
What's Olympic about Bronze Street?
Bronze. Is it where you get it?
Oh. Dear, dear.
Again, bronze can apply to all kinds of things.
God, he's tough tonight.
I'm not...
Are you allowing that, Jack?
No, well, I'm not giving double points. It's allowed, but it's not double points.
Okay. Hammersmith Apollo.
Yes, that's double points to Barry.
Thank God.
Money well spent, Barry.
Am I allowed Alexander the Great Portland Street?
Oh, please.
Yeah, all right. Well, they're getting a bit...
No, you're flogging a dead horse there.
Right. Gloves are off. Cyclops House. Know where that is? It's One Eyed Park Corner. Hey!
Don't push your luck, buddy.
Temple.
Temple? I've got a double coming up here. Mornington Crescent!
Yes.
Well, we move on to a roundabout marketing now. In a recent customer survey, we discovered that 78% of our listeners dislike pointless statistics. The other 22% like statistics that look like two little ducks laying eggs. It's a joke that works better on the page, if I'm honest. Although we know him now as a scriptwriter to the stars, Barry Cryer's first job was in an advertising agency where he cut his teeth banging away at an old typewriter. And then someone told him you type with your fingers. I'll present the teams with the strap lines of some genuine advertisements, and the team's task is to identify the product or organisation being advertised. So can we start with you, Tim? This is the advertising slogan. What's it for? Keep walking.
Virgin Trains.
It's actually Johnny Walker. Barry, here's one for you. What's the company this is advertising? You'll wonder where the yellow went.
Armitage Shanks.
It was actually Pepsodent. Graham.
Yeah.
Do you eat the red ones last?
That's the Springwatch squirrel selection.
It's actually a Smarties advert. Tony, screw yourself.
The Nick Clegg story.
It's IKEA. Back to you, Tim. Say goodbye to the bag.
Divorce lawyers. Nothing personal at all.
It's a Dyson vacuum cleaner. Barry, top breeders recommend it.
Ann Summers.
It's a pedigree chum. Graham, bet you can't eat three.
The Korean Kennel Club.
Well, it's shredded wheat, of course. Another one for you, Tony. Pick up a penguin.
The George the Sixth Zoo.
Penguin biscuits. Tim, you again. If you like a lot of chocolate on your biscuit, join our club.
The euphemism club.
Should we take a brief break? Here's some for any of you to have a go at. It's too orangey for crows. It's just for me and my dog.
Dale Winton, instant tan.
It's Kia Ora. Plop, plop, fizz, fizz. Oh, what a relief it is.
Do you really want to know? Let's try X-Lax.
It was actually Alka-Seltzer. Come home to a real fire.
The Afghanistan tourist ball.
So it was the cold board. Last one. Snap, crackle, pop.
Dunstable crematorium.
Kellogg's Rice Krispies.
Close.
And so, ladies and gentlemen, as the trawler man of time hauls on the fishnets of fate, and the first mate tells him how good his legs look in them, I notice it's the end of the show. So from the team, Samantha, myself, and our audience here in Dunstable, it's goodbye. Goodbye!
Barry Cryer, Graham Garden, Timbrook Taylor and Tony Hawks were being given silly things to do by Jack D, with Colin Sell setting some of them to music. The programme consultant was Ian Pattinson, and the producer was John Naismith.